Today we'll be discussing advertising, in particular a powerful part you might not even be aware of. We're constantly bombarded by visual media, television, magazines, newspapers, and more. It's everywhere we go. But think for a minute why you're tempted to buy certain products or eat at specific places. You may not realize it, but it has a lot to do with the colors the brand uses, and believe me, they're no coincidence. The psychology of color is a carefully studied field in terms of marketing. It's something they put a lot of time and effort into planning. So why would businesses do this? Well, because it pays off. They emotionally convince us to buy things we might not have originally. Practice is obviously legal, but is it ethical? Let's take a look. Through color choices, companies are basically sending subliminal messages, provoking emotions that induce us to buy what they are selling. But this can have consequences on your pocketbook and your health. A fast food restaurant that uses reds and oranges suddenly becomes more appealing than another, healthier choice. Or a product's use of black or silver stimulates sophistication and luxury, so you buy the more expensive product because it makes you feel more prestigious. Well, every now and then, maybe that's not so bad, right? Actually, it turns out it can be. Studies show that colors don't just affect how we view a particular brand, it also influences our shopping habits. What I mean is, companies know exactly what colors to use to target impulse shoppers and get them to buy. And they know what colors to use on budget shoppers or children. They know what colors work on various groups across different cultures. Finally, brands in the alcohol and tobacco industry intentionally use colors that attract teenagers. So we've got groups of young people who are already suggestible, and then you make dangerous products look appealing. Using psychology to make people spend more money or get hooked on their product doesn't seem either fair or ethical.